you like DC Comics, Star Wars, or just pop culture in general, you're in the right place. It's March 18th, 2024. Today, we've got a new Teen Titans movie announcement, an update from Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, an update about Star Wars The Acolyte, and an update about Dead Boy Detectives. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. According to The Hollywood Reporter, James Gunn and Peter Safran have officially approved a film that follows the DC Comics characters known as the Teen Titans. For many years, members of the Justice League would get sidekicks with similar powers. Batman had Robin, The Flash had Kid Flash, Aquaman had Aqualad, and Wonder Woman had Wonder Girl. In time, Green Arrow's sidekick Speedy joined in too. Eventually, DC Comics added in new characters Beast Boy, Cyborg, Raven, and Starfire, who joined Robin and Wonder Girl. The new Teen Titans, as they were called, were a hit and defined a generation. In fact, they've defined multiple generations across multiple mediums, first in the comics, then a popular animated series called Teen Titans, and soon after, a new animated series called Teen Titans Go, which portrayed the team in a particularly comedic way. The heroes were even depicted in a new way in the DC animated series Young Justice, though the team's roster is much more expansive in that series. There was even a live-action series called just Titans, and even in the comics, the Teen Titans have had a massive effect on the entire world recently in the Beast World story arc. Now they'll be getting their own live-action film. Anna Nagara will write the script for the project. She's already writing the script for Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. There is no further news about Teen Titans at this time. During the premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Deadline spoke with multiple members of the cast. Here's how Patton Oswalt described his experience.
What does it mean to you to be part of this iconic franchise?
I don't know what it means yet. It's too big. I saw this movie when I was 13, and it melted my mind. And there have been, and I'm not trying to oversell this, there's been a couple of moments today where I had to stop and go, I'm about to see myself in a Ghostbusters movie tonight. Oh, it's hard to wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. This is one of those comedies that changed the way people looked at comedies, film comedies. So catch me in 2 hours and I'll tell you. It's just too big for my head.
So, you know, saying that you saw it when you were 13 and you're obviously such a fan, then tell me about that experience of walking on set and you got, you know, Annie, Dan, Bill, Ernie.
I walked on the set and they recreated the interior of the firehouse. So that, even before I saw Dan or Annie, anyone like that, I was already blown away. And then you're doing scenes opposite Dan Aykroyd, and then in between scenes, he's telling you stories about the early days at SNL, and it's freaking insane. It's insane. Yeah, me and Finn and Carrie, we would just gather like around this showbiz elder, and he would tell us these stories.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire will premiere in theaters on March 22nd, 2024. Disney and Lucasfilm released a new poster for their upcoming series Star Wars The Acolyte. The poster features a lightsaber hilt at the bottom, and jutting up from it, instead of a beam of light blue or green or even purple, it's blood red. No, let me rephrase, it's smeared across a stone slab, as if dragging blood across a cracked concrete wall. Instead of a lightsaber at all, it's a blood-stained slab, and there are words engraved into it. Read across, "In an age of light, a darkness rises." We don't know much about the Acolyte, but we know this. The show will be set 100 years before the events of the Star Wars prequel trilogy, in a time which is known as the High Republic. In the series, a former Padawan will reunite with her Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes, but the forces they confront are more sinister than they ever anticipated. The caption for the post simply reads, "Trailer tomorrow." The poster also shows the release date of the series. Star Wars The Acolyte will premiere on Disney Plus on June 4th. In an interview with comic book co-showrunner Steve Yockey discussed his process working on Dead Boy Detectives. Dead Boy Detectives is a spin-off series of Neil Gaiman's The Sandman. Yockey said this about working on the show. "Neil Gaiman has been incredibly supportive. I would say most of all, he's just been a cheerleader. Like, yes, this is crazy. You can be even crazier, which is good for us because we did not set any limits. But look, we set out to make the Hardy Boys on acid, and I feel like that's what we did. I'm quite proud of the fact that tonally, we've created our own thing. And as you go deeper into the season, it just gets darker and darker and darker and darker and more adult, so it's a lot of fun." Co-showrunner Beth Schwartz said, "I think the most important thing is not to make an identical copy of the comic book, because you always fail. So I think it's taking the heart and why people fell in love with the comic in the first place and adapting that into screen form. Comic Book says that Dead Boy Detectives is expected to premiere on Netflix sometime this April. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Blumhouse and Universal have officially begun production on their upcoming reboot of Wolfman. Come back tomorrow to prep for new comics this week. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for March 18th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.